大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是9012-7292 9012-7292，欢迎您的加入。今天我们要聊的是雅思口语，我们请来的专家老师是权威的雅思口语专家 Echo 老师，据说啊，他今天要给我们带来一个非常经典的雅思考题。
Okay, hi, 大家好 ，I'm Echo, 云儿家 ，and we're here today talking about movies or
movies?
TV series.
啊、
yeah. ，
原来这个经典的考题是 movies and TV series.
Right. Yes, it's really like, you know, classic.Question in IELTS, and also it's always the question my students complain the most, because when they're talking, later they probably just feel they're trapped in somewhere talking about the plots, right? 当大家去聊到一些细节的时候，聊到一些情节的时候，然后大家就会觉得自己被困住了，因为很多的词可能会不会说，很多的句子又不会说，不知道该怎么表达。那么所以今天呢，我们可以利用这样的一个机会，哎，一次性的把这个题去解决了。You will have a lot of things to see by the end.
So how to describe an impressive movie or an impressive TV series?我们到底怎么样能够去描述好一部令人印象深刻的电影或者电视剧呢？一般我们手里会拿到考试的题卡，第二部分呢，不光给你一个题目，而且会给你一些线索。For example, if you are asked to describe an educational TV program that you like to watch, 让你来描述一个你喜欢看的教育类电视节目的时候， you should say the name of the program.
Mm-hmm.
According to the requirements written on the paper, you should say first the name of the program.
So the sentence pattern will be like, you know, the TV program I would like to talk about is blah, blah, blah. Right.
首先要来说一下这个节目或者是这个电影它的名字叫做什么。你得告诉人家这是什么嘛。
对, 因为 TV series 和 movies, 然后就是说内容会很像，所以我们把它放在一起去说。那么在考题当中都有，然后有些时候它可能会有细化，比如说像刚才Larry 提到的这个题目就是细化的题目，就是 educational TV program, right? Yeah, 那么我们可能会有是 movies, 然后或者说是其他的一些 TV programs.
那么在题卡上我们会看到几个需要我们去描述的关键点，比如第一个the name of the program, 你得知道这个名字叫什么，而且不光是中文名，英文名也得知道，这个可能很多人都不知道了，因为很多人看中文的电视很难知道英文怎么去说它。
Right, please find out the information about your favorite movie. I mean, like, you know, how you would say that in English.
At least create an English version of it.
Right, right. Even it's Chinese, you know, movie, right?
Okay. And the second clue, or rather, the second aspect we need to talk about when we want to describe an educational TV program is what type of program it is.
Or what type of movie that is. Or, you know, the movie genres.
For example, now, if we are asked to talk about a TV program, is it an educational TV program, or is it a TV series?
Or, you know, a reality show?
真人秀
Right. Or, you know, like a quiz show.
哎，是不是一个智力竞赛节目
Yeah. Or, you know, like a matchmaking show, like, you know, it's really popular these days, right?
Matchmaking?
Right, 就是相亲类的节目、
oh,
有没有
match 是配比的意思、配对
right,
哈
right,
那男的女的配对一到一块就是相亲节目了
Right, and talent contest, of course、
oh, Talent 就是才艺这个选秀
Yes,、okay, so singing contest、right?
Singing contest and also some programs in which we can see some delicious food.
Right, so the cookery show,、
oh,
right?
饮食节目。
哎呀、哎、或者是烹饪类的节目。
没错、
right.
那么多电视节目哈，这是电视节目的种类。
Right.
The types of TV programs. And what about movies? Are there many, you know, different genres of movies?
Right. So let's name a few, right?
Okay.
For example, like, you know, like horror movies, right? What kind of horror movies you have seen? Well, the one I could think of at the moment is, the English name is The Ring, right? Oh. The ring. So in Chinese, we call that 午夜凶铃, right? 哎, 午夜凶铃. Okay, the ring. They translated this.
题外话哦, 其实呢, 国内的恐怖片我是看过的, 国外的我不敢看, 因为国外的太血腥了, 但是国内的呢, 又太搞笑了,
right.
因为国内没有真正的恐怖片, 凡是允许上映的恐怖片, 最后都是一个喜剧, 哈。
Exactly, exactly. Or educational, 教育类的.
Anyway, so this is one of the different types of the movies.
Right.
Horror movie, and also, you know, animated movies.
Right, animated movies. Speaking of animated movies or films, I could think of a lot of, like, Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right, guys? Yep.
And also, as I just mentioned, sci-fi or sci-fi films, or rather, you know, science fiction films, 科幻的.
Right. And actually, you know, because just now we were talking about horror movies, right? Okay? We have like another name, but that is slightly different. It's called thriller.
Oh.
Thriller. Thriller. Right? Thriller. Actually, the horror movie is kind of included in thriller, but also can refer to 惊悚片. Okay? And also, when we are talking about Jackie Chan, right, okay? 成龙, we could just, you know, think of a lot of action movies.
Action movies.
Automatically, right, okay? Mm. Yeah, he's made a lot of, you know, wonderful action movies.
好, 那 movies 有那么多啊, 有动作片啊, 有动画片啊, 还有武打片啊, 科幻片啊, 恐怖片啊,
right, and a musical,
音乐剧, 音乐剧的,
right?
And also,
for example, like High School Musical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it used to be a really popular one among teenagers.
And also,
right?
Comedy.
Right, comedy.
Comedy,
or, you know,
喜剧片, huh?
Romantic movie, right? 爱情片, right? Or, you know, we can combine the two of these as a romantic comedy, right? 爱情喜剧片, right? Okay? Or even like a war movie, 战争片.
And everything, and so on.
Yes. 大学生英语在线
欢迎您继续收听 So just now we've summarized, you know, so many different types of movies and TV programs.
Series, yes.
As a response to the questions, you know.
Right.
If you're asked to describe a movie.
The first question, right? What kind of movie or TV programs that is.
Yes.
Right.
And the third aspect you will be asked to describe about a movie or rather a TV series.
That's the hardest part for our students, isn't it?
So right. What is it?
So how you would describe the movie, right, or the TV programs. So let's take movie as an example, right? Okay? Here I have a few examples to share with you guys. Just like our old routine, Larry and I would read a few, you know, paragraphs for you guys, you know, talking about movies. And hope you guys could just find some inspiration here. And afterwards, we're going to talk about the structure, how you will, you know, answer this question in a better way, right? Okay. So here, so you also can take a guess what movie that is, right? Okay. 那么下面呢，我们到了比较难的一个部分，就是说，哎，如何该去描述这样的电视节目或者电影。那么我们下面的时间呢，就以电影为一个例子，然后我们再去看一下该怎么去做描述部分。在之后呢。 我们再去给大家去总结一下，看有没有规则，很好的应对雅思考试。那么接下来有这么几个例子 ，Larry和我呢会给大家去说出来， 然后让大家去体会一下， 然后看看能不能找到一些 clues， 或者说找到一些线索， 或者说找到一些灵感， 然后我们可以怎么去说。
Okay?
好， 那么 Well, I'll try the first one, right? Okay? The movie I'm going to talk about is Blah Blah. It's a romantic comedy. It's about these two people who fall in love over the internet. It's a great love story, and it's funny too. Okay, so here I'm talking about a romantic comedy, 爱情喜剧片, right? Okay? Yeah, 你看看这里面有没有线索可以让你用得到，或者说有没有一些句型可以让你用得到，比如说，我们说 It's about these two people who fall in love over the internet, right?
Echo, I've got a question
yes?
about the grammar.
Right.
should we use the past tense or the present tense when we describe a movie we watched?
It's totally okay or fine to use the present tense to talk about the movie.
So the present tense should be used when we describe a movie, though we watched it.
Right. Simple present. Mm-hmm. Because it's always there.
Okay, I see.
Right. Okay, so I was talking about, like, you know, the sentence structure, right? Okay? It's about. So this is how you used to talk about the plot, right? 这个是你开始去聊这个片子的情节的时候，然后你可以用这样的一个句型 ，It's about, right? Okay. 那么同样可以去加一些从句 ，right? It's about these two people who, blah blah blah, right? Okay. Here is who fall in love over the internet, right? Okay. 好，那么在这里面的话，我们可以看到，哎，首先先说我要说的是什么，然后那么接下来又说了一个什么呀？哎，这是一个什么样的电影，什么类型的电影？再接下来的话，然后它情节是怎么样的？他用一句话说了，是吧？因为这个比喻有点短。然后，那么最后 ，It's a great love story. It's a great love story. 这是一个什么呀？哎 ，You're comment on the movie, right? Okay. And it's funny too, right? Okay. So, Larry, would you like to share the second one with us?
Well, it's a new action movie set in ancient China. Michelle Yeoh, Yang Zicheng, is in it. The stunts and the kung fu fight scenes are amazing. It's kind of violent, though.
So let's translate this a bit, right? Okay? So it's a new action movie, right? Okay? Yeah. Well, action movie, we said, you know, it's a 动作片 or, you know, we say 功夫片, right? Okay? But, you know, if you want to stress like 功夫片 particularly, you can also say 功夫 movie, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Here it comes the interesting part, right? Set in ancient China. Set.S-E-T, right? I bet you guys know this word. Set in ancient China. 就是这个是什么意思呢？它叫以古代中国为背景 ，right? 以古代中国为背景。OK， 那比如说我们说到某个知名演员是吧？某个演员参演了这部电影的话，我们直接用一个很简单的词哈，哎，我们叫什么呀 ？Is in 就可以了 ，right? For example, like Michelle Yeoh is in it.Is in it, right? Okay, and then Larry said like the stunts and the kung fu fight scenes are amazing. Stunts, S-T-U-N-T-S, right? 特技 S-T-U-N-T-S, 特技 and kung fu fight scenes, right? 功夫的打斗场面，也就是说这里面的特技和功夫打斗的场面是特别棒的。It's kind of violent, though, right? 但是有一点。暴力 ，OK、嗯。那么我们再看这个 structure，OK、okay?。我们再看这一段的结构的时候，我们可以发现，同样还是先说的是什么类型的电影。那么在这儿，他又加了一个什么呀？电影故事描写的时代 ，Right？
这个时代呢，他用了一个词组叫 set in ancient China。Well, it's a new action movie set in ancient China. Set in。也就是说这个功夫电影这个动作电影的背景是古代的中国
OK and then the stunts and the kung fu fight scenes are amazing right OK 我们刚才说的是特技和功夫打斗的场面都不错那么这其实是一个你对电影的 comment right okay? I comment about this movie or you know, on certain aspects right 对一些方面的评价比如说你可以评价电影里面的音乐你可以评价电影的比如说功夫打斗的场面然后你可以评价电影的比如说画面感然后或者说 3D 的效果都可以然后那么在这一部分都可以去提得到然后、as long as you want to mention that and the last sentence it's kind of violent though you're feeling about this right okay? Yeah、mm-hmm. violent okay
大学生英语在线欢迎您继续收听
所以呢通过刚才我们举的两个例子我们基本上能够理清楚了当我们要描述评价一个电影的时候怎样的一个表达结构能够把这个英文给说好首先你要告诉大家这个英文的电影这个电影它的种类是什么它是一个动作电影 action movie 还是一个 romantic comedy movie 还是等等其他的一些电影之后呢再给出你自己的观点评价 reviews, opinions, and your comments. 最后呢，再告诉大家你的一个感受。
Right, so this is the basic structure, right, guys? But also we have, like, you know, some sentence patterns for you guys as, like, you know, the talking goes, right, guys?
我们可以总结一些句子的模板给大家使用。
Echo 老师今天也是很辛苦啊，把所有可能用到的句子模板给大家汇总了一下。要不 Echo 老师给我们分享一下你的这个努力的成果吧。
对，而且这个模板呢其实特别的重要，如果要是说大家有这样的一个东西的话，我觉得面对这样的一个题目，电影或者电视的题目应该就不会再恐惧了。
那这个模板是什么样的呢？
我
们要不从前往后一个个说下来。
好，首先我们像刚才说的，我们要先从这个电影的名字开始，所以我们说句型一， I would like to talk about blah blah blah, right?
I would like to talk about,
哎，我想要聊一聊什么什么电影， right?
第二，
然后第二， it's a 什么什么， it's a 什么什么， OK, 它是一个什么样的电影，那么在这儿你放这个 movie genres 就可以，比如说 it's an action movie, it's a comedy, it's a tragedy, or it's a sci-fi movie, right?
好，说完了电影名字和电影种类之后，
那么我们再接着往下再去说 the storyline, what we call plots, right? 也就是说情节 storyline or plots. Here we have sentence patterns like it's about blah blah blah, or I saw this, for example, action movie about blah blah blah, right? Okay? Or you know, if it's a true story, you could just say it's a true story about blah blah blah, right?
就是电影的一个情节，一句话两句话把它概括一下。好，这是第三步。接下来呢
and also you can say it's set in, right? Yeah, it's set in blah blah time, right? 比如说以什么什么时代为背景， for example, it's set in ancient China, 以中国古代为背景， it's set in Qing dynasty, 清朝为背景， or it's set in cultural revolution time of China, right? 以那个时代为背景。 And also you can say, you know, where did it take place, right? Or where it takes place, you know, it takes place in Beijing, right? Okay? Or America, right? Okay? And also if you want to talk about the actors and directors, you could just say, you know, yeah, somebody is in it. Right, for example, like, you know, Matt Damon is in this movie, right, okay? Or, you know, Huang Xiaoming is in it, right, okay? Yeah, or, you know, Huang Xiaoming plays a spy who is a blah, 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 right? 那么这时候这是一个比刚才前高级一点的表达，然后融入了一个从句， right? 那么我们再接着往下说，那么下面的话我们就可以去说你的评论， right, okay? 那么说到你评论的时候，你可以去评论 stunts, right? 某一个 character, 空腹 fighting scenes, right? 或者是 costumes, 然后就是戏服怎么怎么样，
这也可以说，
是吧？好，或者说 suspense, 然后就是我们说的什么呀，悬疑的情节或者是悬念，或者说 special effects, right? Okay? 哎，特技，或者可以说ending, right? It's a happy ending. It's a sad ending, right? Okay. 哎，结局，比如喜剧结局或者悲剧结局， right? 等等等等，或者说我们说 box office, right? Box 就是盒子的意思， office 办公室的那个意思，合起来我们叫票房。
总之呢，说的就是你对这个影片最深刻的印象。好，刚才我们说了那么多，回过头来赶紧再来总结复习一下。当你要说一个电影的时候，首先告诉大家这个电影叫什么名字，它是什么类型的电影，它的情节是什么样的，
对，它
它的
时代背景，
也就是它的这个制作流程中的一些细节什么样的，
还有
最后呢
导演什么的，
对
对，
这都是一些制作细节。
最
后呢再来谈一谈你对这个电影最深刻的印象是什么，可以谈一谈各种方面了，刚才我们也聊过了，这里就不细说了。
OK, so I guess that's somethingthat is really useful for your, you know, test, right? Okay?
That's so you can, already enough for a 2-minute monologue if you want to describe a TV series or a movie.
Or we should say, that's way enough, right?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. So, you actually can use this pattern to practice on your favorite movie mm-hmm. or TV programs, and to see how it goes.
其实大家在这个备考雅思口语考试，特别是第二部分两分钟的这个个人阐述的时候呢，不一定按照两分钟的时限来练，你可以按照三分钟的时限、四分钟的时限去练，把我们今天所学的内容都用上。这样呢，到了真实考试的时候呢，你一定能够说满两分钟。而且不会很慌。
没错，所以在今天的节目之后 ，Why not? You know, find out your favorite movie. You know, put in the patterns and have a try yourself. Practice makes it perfect.
Yes, practice makes perfect. 熟能才能生巧嘛。如果你想得到更多的 practice， 你可以加入我们的互动 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料以及更多的。雅思口语真题，我们的 QQ 群号码是90127292，90127292，欢迎大家的加入，我们下期节目再见。
See you next time。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法。雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
什么东西？
汽车 ，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您：关爱自己的健康，
才能带来长久的幸福。
Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.